Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey, welcome everybody to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. A different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We're heard everywhere, of course. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, is off tonight. Laura Snoke, a good friend for 50 years with us on Sports Overnight America. And, of course, Artie Source from Galaxy Sports with us. Tom Hofarth, who's written he's edited a book on Vince Scully called Perfect Eloquence, Nebraska Press, the major bookstores everywhere. We got to talk to Tom about his book. So much is happening. But since Tom used to do the media here in Southern California, let's start with the media. And of course, we talked last time about Netflix. Well, it is now in stone. The two Wednesday Christmas days, 2024, the two games televised only on Netflix and nowhere else. The NFL doesn't make too much money, so now they're trying to make more money. Netflix charges either $15 or $20 a month, including if you want commercials or not. A lot of people aren't making $75 million a year, like Commissioner You-Know-Who, and so they're taking it away from the average person out there. I'm not happy. I said this in our last show. Now I'm even unhappier. It's happening this year, right now. They're taking away both Christmas Day's games from you and me. I'm already paying $250 a month for DirecTV. And, of course, you try to get the extras, too. We have four or five of the extras. I refuse to get Netflix, although I think you can get it for 7 days. Maybe I'll buy it right the day before and then cancel right after. But your thoughts, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Roku's going to get the Sunday morning baseball games. Of course, this one's free. This one you can get almost everywhere. If you've got almost anything, you can get Roku for free. So that's not a major issue, not comparable to Netflix, I believe. We can discuss that. All right. The Braves or the Dodgers right now, quarter of the way through the baseball season, who's best? Well, Braves lost the best pitcher in baseball, Spencer Strider. But on the other side, Chris Sale is back. As long as he's healthy, you put Freed and Sale back to back. That's a pretty tough 1-2 position for the Braves to be in. And they've got the best defensive outfield. They've got three center fielders playing in the outfield. So I think the Atlanta Braves right now might even be better than the Dodgers. But we'll discuss that at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Flo, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Okay, it's here. Everyone stay calm. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. And when I say low, I mean low. I got my kids Jumping Beans tees for $3.99. Treated myself to some cute tees and tank tops under $5. And got great finds for our patio 50% off. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash on all of it. Sounds too good to be true? Well, I guess you'll have to go to Kohl's and find out for yourself. Select styles. Offers end May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Later, Tom Hofarth, editor of Perfect Eloquence, an appreciation of the one, the only Vin Scully, Nebraska Press, major bookstores everywhere. We'll have him play some Barron sports trivia. But right now, Laura and Art are going to try to calm me down over what's going on in the National Football League. You heard the opening. You heard what I said. This Christmas, so Wednesday, 25th of December, last time I checked. Two NFL games, only now on Netflix. Laura, you have any comments about that?
I don't like it either. I don't think it's fair. I also want to comment on, I was watching the WNBA game yesterday on Amazon, the Indiana, New York game. And whenever there was a commercial break, Amazon would go to promos and then they wouldn't go back to the game. So they basically, unless you went back yourself, you had to sort of log out and then log back in, or you couldn't see, they cut parts of the game out to promote their other shows. Now, I didn't see that in the NFL games that were online last year, but you know, my prediction is we are going to go back to when we were kids and we had four networks, right? We had ABC, NBC, CBS, and UHF, which nobody ever watched. And we're going to go back to that. And maybe we'll have Fox and everything else will be pay, because that just seems to be where things are going. You've just got to, and I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to most people who can't afford to have all these pay, because it's not just Netflix. I think there's games on Amazon. Aren't there games on, well, maybe not Hulu, but there's, no, I don't think it's fair to the regular consumers.
Art Source, it's like yours truly, you're spending $250 a month on Comcast. What do you think about Netflix, Christmas Day, and Total Control?
Well, you know, it all comes down to that five-letter word we've been preaching for 5 years here on Sports Overnight America. It's greed. It's ridiculous. I mean, at a certain point in time, you know, you want to give a gift, you know, Christmas Day, you know, that's the day of the Lord that he was born. You know, that's not the day to go with greed. That's the day where everybody should be beneficial and share good thoughts. And, you know, like you said, you have the best idea, Fred. Just get it for a week. you know, we'll be able to watch your ball games and then let it go, cruising off into the infinity. But my point is this: sports has got to watch itself here. We're seeing ratings, getting really bad for professional men's golf, while Caitlin Clark and college basketball for women had a boom year. It seems like the whole apple cart has been turned upside down. And, you've got all these big networks like Sinclair, which has 133 stations. They're selling off parts of their business. You saw what happened with Major League Baseball and in the North, the Fox Group, how they had problems. I wonder, really if they haven't, basically put the kibosh on this whole deal. And all these networks, I think eventually it's going to be pay-per-view streaming to be able to watch any sports.
Right.
I'm not real excited about that because that leaves out the masses. The masses who are fighting for their paychecks and fighting for the ability to stay afloat. And they have these great sports to watch, which, gives them, a pastime, which is what they called Major League Baseball for many years. And I just wonder if they're forgetting about the people who really make the ratings, which are the rank and file Americans who tune in. I know Vince Scully never forgot about those people. I know guys like Dick Enberg never did. Guys who I grew up with who are professional broadcasters, they knew that everybody counted. And I feel really sad for the future of sports if this is the direction we're headed.
Folks, this is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Both Laura and Art mentioned the WNBA. Here's the latest copy of USA Today, Sports Weekly. And the first five or six pages were WNBA. What's the last time anything like that happens? Art, I'm going to start with you. And I said this one of our last shows, and I don't know if I got a lot of emails on it, but I'd love your opinion. I'd love Laura's opinion. If Caitlin Clark was not white, was not Caucasian, would we have this kind of push for the WNBA? The average road game right now for Caitlin Clark, the average ticket price, you ready for this? $240. So let's get into this issue of race. If she were not white, would we have the same appreciation, the same push that we're having right now?
Can I answer it two ways? I wish it wasn't true, but I think it is true. There's something about what's going on latently in our society right now, which I find totally detestable. When you look at what's going on campuses, at graduation time, most of these kids that graduated in 4 years didn't get their graduation from high school because of COVID. And now you have this situation in colleges ruining their chance to be recognized as a student again. And, this whole racist atmosphere is charged. And I always equate it to ignorance. And I have to be careful saying that because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But, people are people. People from all walks of life and all cultures, you have to treat people with respect. You don't have to agree with their opinions on everything, but you still have to have some sort of understanding that we're all from different. That's what makes life so awesome, is meeting people from different backgrounds and sharing the cultural values and learning new ways to look at things. I don't know. Do you see what I'm kind of saying, Laura?
I don't think there's any question that if she were not white, that there wouldn't be this hullabaloo. I think it should, hopefully it's going to be great for the WNBA. Mm-hmm. But there's always been racism in this country and in the world. And I don't want to get into a political discussion here about the founding of our country, but, I think it was very interesting to watch her play, because I think that especially I think the players, the WNBA players, wanted to kind of show her, welcome little girl. No, you're in the big leagues.
Well, she went for 20-10, but she had 10 turnovers too. So, part of it was really good, and part of it you could tell there was a lot of pressure on her. And I think, and who wouldn't be full of, a little bit of, pressure in that situation. I thought she came out okay for her first game.
No, I think she's going to be fine. I mean, she's a very talented player, but I think there is a little bit of a reckoning here to for people to think about, because there is that issue that, you know, she's getting so much hype, and I don't think she would be getting that much hype if she were not white.
All right. Along with Laura Snoke and Art Source, I am Fred. You're listening to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Laura, used the word reckoning. I think the reckoning for UCLA sports and USC sports will take place next September. And now UCLA has to pay Cal $10 million a year for at least 3 years and maybe for 6 years, because UCLA didn't mention to the University of California, Berkeley, that they were jumping to the Big Ten. Laura, I know you're also a UCLA fan, but I don't think $10 million is enough. I think they destroyed the conference. And I think everybody's thinking of themselves. Laura, already mentioned the word greed before. We mentioned it almost every week on this show. Laura, your comments, $10 million a year to Cal, your thoughts?
Well, when Art mentioned the five-letter word, my first thought was money, but greed and money go hand in hand, and they're both five-letter words, which I think is exactly what defines that home move, which is just so sad for those of us who grew up watching the Pac-10 teams. Frankly, I don't think they're going to be competitive. I mean, it's going to be the kids are going to have to go all the way across country to play games, and it's going to be very difficult. I wasn't sure that decision about paying Cal was final. Is that a final decision?
No, it's final for three years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So $30 million comes out of the UCLA coffers to go to Cal because they didn't go, we're going to the Big Ten. That's harsh.
Well, they're in the, but I mean, UCLA and Cal are in this.
They're state universities. I understand.
Same university.
So I think they owed it to Cal to mention that.
Does UCLA get money from the ACC too, though?
That's interesting. I mean, UCLA, at least the Big Ten, the ACC is worse. It's called the Atlantic Coast Conference.
And
Stanford and Cal are in the Atlantic Coast Conference. I mean, how much worse can it be? All right, we're gonna come back with the Barron Sports Trivia and find out what the 126-year-old Art Source and Laura Snoke can know or don't know. We'll find out on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America. Later, Tom Hofarth in his brand new book, Perfect Eloquence, an appreciation of Vin Scully. It's a book anybody that has followed baseball and the great Vin Scully, passed away almost 2 years now, has to pick up. Nebraska Press, major bookstores everywhere. But now it's time for Barron Sports Trivia. At 126 years of age, Art Source, of course, must take legal medicinal products to stay up and answer these questions. Artie, what are you taking this evening?
Some really good Casa Azul tequila. No, I'm actually, it's this new stuff from Prevagen called Professional Formula. It's fabulous. It's only three times as much, but it does three times as much for your brain. So I guess it might be worth it if I can come up with the cash. And then there's another one. Since we're on late night, my old favorite, a nice nootropic called Awaken, which reminds me of an old movie I remember from many years ago, but we don't want to regress into that. But things are going good, Fred. The noodle is actually, you know, staying resilient. And at 126, you got to be ready.
All right, Laura, are you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
As ready as I ever am.
All right, this former Dodger, and we're just talking L.A. Dodgers, so from 1958 through 1924, this former Dodger has the all-time record with homers with runners on base at 123. So 123 times he hit a home run with runners on base. Now, it doesn't go back to Brooklyn, just the L.A. Dodgers. 123 times he hit a home run with runners on base for the all-time L.A. Dodger record. Laura Snoke, you're a Dodger fan. What's the answer?
Tommy Davis.
Tommy Davis, great player, third baseman, and passed away a few years ago. Art, is Tommy Davis the correct answer?
I don't think so, but I think he might have the highest average of any Dodger in one season. I'm torn between three players. Piazza, Say, and Garvey. And golly, I'm going to go with Piazza as the answer.
Dodgers made a horrible deal in 1998, tried to save bucks after Peter had sold the team, and that was a bad mistake. The answer is not Mike Piazza. So now you're down to two. Mm. Who might it be between Say and Garvey?
I'm going to go with the Garve.
Steve Garvey, 123 times he hit a home run with runners on base. I think he hit 270 or something.
That was my first thought too, and I went against my first thought. That's in trivia, quick. You got to go with what pops in that brain. Outthought myself.
Laura, Steve Garvey, running for senator. Any comments?
Uh oh.
Here we go. We're going politics.
I think he should stick to baseball.
You don't think you'll beat Adam Schiff, huh?
I don't think he has a chance in hell.
Let's put it this way. Anybody with an R next to their name in the state of California, they're in big trouble right off the bat. Especially when the guy that you're running against, Adam Schiff, is putting money in your campaign so that you can be the person he can run against in the general election. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
All right, Art, your question. You ready on Barron Sports Trivia? The great Henry Aaron hit 755 home runs in his fantastic career. How many times over 50?
How about zero?
Zero?
Yeah.
You're telling me he never hit 50 home runs.
Only way he would have done that is if Al Downing pitched every other game.
Laura, is our source correct with zero? You don't think Henry Aaron ever hit 50 home runs?
I don't think he did. I think Art's correct.
Both of you are correct right here on Barron Sports Trivia. Yay.
What was the most he ever hit, like 44?
Where's the bell?
Yeah, really. Did he hit, what was the most he ever hit, like 44, Fred?
I think he may have hit, I don't know.
49, maybe?
I was going to say 49, but –
He sure had a lot of years of like 35 plus, I tell you that much.
All right, Laura Snoke, Barron Sports Trivia. This Dodger played in every single game in 1962. You can't do any better than that. He actually he played in 165 games because they had the playoff games against the Giants. This Dodger played in every single game in 1962. Who was that Dodger, Laura Snoke?
Played in every single Maury Wills.
That's what I
Maury,
was.
Maury, why do you think Maury played every game?
That's just the first thing that cropped into my mind, and I'm following Art's mandate about going with your first thought.
That was the first thing that popped into my mind too. So I mean, we're probably wrong.
108 stolen bases. Maury Wills, is that right, Art? Are you sticking to that?
I'm going to go with her because that's the first thing that popped in my mind too.
Laura, are you taking any of these illegal medicinal products? Because you are correct. Both of you are correct right here.
Where's the bell at? Start ringing it. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, I was just looking up something about Maury Wills the other day because I was, actually it was this morning because of the stolen bases last night by, or the other night by
De La Cruz.
And I thought, well, I thought Maury Wills stole more than 100 bases, so I wanted to refresh my recollection, and so maybe that's why it popped.
You know, the funny thing was in those days, the shenanigans that the Giants used to do at Old Candlestick Park when they would water down between first and second base, it was like walking into a bunker in a golf course, you know, and he'd be kicking the sand around. He's like, "What are they doing here?"
I remember that. Yeah.
All right, Barron Sports Trivia, Art Source. We all know about Don Larsen's no-hit perfect game against the Dodgers in the 1956 World Series. Final score, 2-0, Yankees over the Dodgers. Art Source, who was the losing pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers?
In that game against
Don Larsen.
Larsen, huh? I'm going to go with Don Newcomb.
Big Don Newcomb, who won the Cy Young and MVP when he first came up with the Dodgers. Is that your final thought, Art Source?
It is.
Laura Snoke, who was the losing pitcher 1956 against Don Larsen's perfect game? Who might that have been for the Dodgers?
I'm just going to throw out, and I'm not even sure that he was pitching then, but the name I came up with in my brain was Whitey Ford.
For the Dodgers? Not the Yankees.
Oh, for the Dodgers.
Art said Don Newcomb.
That's a pretty good guess.
But is
one
it
out of four chance in those days?
but is it correct?
I don't know.
Okay, the hint is incorrect.
Before my time,
Ralph Branca.
The hint is he cut hair.
Oh, the Sal Magley. Because he
Sal,
used to trim
the barber Magley.
There you go.
You know, I saw the rerun of one of his a television show
he
that he was
hair.
On. He was excellent. I don't think I would like hitting against Sal Magley though.
No, he come after you. He was like Don Drysdale. Don't get too comfortable in that batter's box.
you guy did very well on Barron Sports Trivia, but very quickly, because I just saw this on Peacock yesterday. In the 40s, who threw 98.6 miles per hour? Exactly the thermometer or Fahrenheit that you're supposed to have. He threw 98.
Bob Feller
is correct. Laura and Art, I've got Peacock's only $5.99. That's why I have it. It was a fantastic baseball thing on the 1990 New York Yankees, but then they went on to go.
You know, Bob Feller and Warren Spahn are two of the greatest baseball players who never got the credit that I think they were really due in their time. And I mean, you know, Bob Feller also spent a lot of years in the military. I believe Warren did as well. You look at guys like Ted Williams, who lost 5-6 years for military service. Hank Greenberg, same situation. And you know, with all the things that are going on in our world now, you know, a lot of people don't realize that all the way up into the mid-60s, early 70s, these guys had to spend time and go spend a little time in the military. And, you know, guys would disappear for a couple weeks, 3 weeks, and have to go to basic training and get in the reserves. And I love the old pictures of like Willie Mays and Stan Musial, you know, at all these different places, Harmon Killebrew, out there meeting and greeting with the troops when Bob Hope would do the USO shows and all that. It was such a different time. And I just wish as a nation we could kind of get back to like understanding each other a little bit more and maybe having a little more understanding of the other person's plight, you know, and that's all I want to say.
All right, we're going to come back with Tom Hofarth, perfect eloquence and appreciation of Vin Scully. Don't miss it straight away.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Attention landowners, got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. Please email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Good friend, Tom Hofarth, who's done this show a million times, used to do the show all the time, edited a brand new book, Perfect Eloquence, An Appreciation of Vin Scully, Nebraska Press. Tom, welcome to the show.
Fred, it's been too long. How are you been?
I've been okay. It's been almost 2 years now since we lost Vin Scully. Who gave you the idea? What gave you the idea to write this? Because what Tom has done here, Vin Scully would never do an autobiography, but he's gone out and got other people's photos and other people's thoughts on Mr. Scully, and not just people in the sports world, people in the clerical world, people who just knew him from a different aspect. Talk about Vin Scully and what gave you the idea?
Well, I grew up in L.A., so but the first 30 years of my life was just as a fan and a listener. And then once I started doing the sports media column at the L.A. Daily News, I got to know him starting in 1992 with some interviews. And the first impression I had with him was after we were done with an interview in the press box, he said, come on, let's just go have lunch. And I couldn't believe he was asking me, a guy who barely knew, just to kind of just sit around and talk. But that's as so for the next 30 years, I had this professional relationship with him. But I also got to see him in different venues and different groups of people. And I got to see him at church. I got to see him with family. I got to know some of his kids and his wife. And so when he died on that August night in 2022, it was so profound that, of course, this is what would eventually happen to somebody. But I wanted to share with everybody as much as I could about everybody knows what a great broadcaster he is and a great storyteller, and he loved history. And so all that came through. But I said, there are so many parts of him that people may not have never been exposed to. The fact that he liked to do handwritten notes to people. He would call people who were sick. He was so kind and friendly to people. He didn't take himself seriously as a celebrity in Hollywood. And then all the people he inspired to be broadcasters, but not just be a copy of him, but just be themselves, how he figured out a way to help channel them into who they really were. And so as I was collecting 30 years worth of notes and tape recordings, and I had to go buy a new microset recorder because I had all this stuff. I didn't even know what a micro recorder was. I had to find all the stuff and get transcripts. And as I was pulling this together, I said, I want to get something done as fast as possible. And I want the family to be involved and the Dodgers to be involved. And let's do a really nice big tribute to him. And as I got more into it, I wrote about a third of the book, actually. I wrote the beginning to read all 9 chapters. And then I picked the themes that we would cover. And as I was writing this, I go, I wonder if Bob Costas had the same experience, or Al Michaels, or Peter O'Malley, Eric Caro. So as I reached out to these different people who I've talked to over the years, they said, not only that, but, and then it just snowballed. And then I had 3 months to pull this together. And I said, I'm going to get as much as I can do in 3 months so we can get it out at the beginning of the 2024 baseball season. And it was just a mad dash to the deadline, and we got it done. And now it was so frenetic to get this done, and then the gestation period, and then to see this now is just phenomenal because of the response. It came out on May 1st, and people like Chris Erskine of the LA Times and Dennis McCarthy and Ross Porter, they've written and had me on different events that they were doing. And the book signings are just this outpouring of love for Vin, but it's also so heartwarming to know that these people can now understand that for somebody who made his living by talking, it was really his actions that spoke louder. And I'm just really happy to kind of bring that.
Art Sorce, you're on with Tom Holforth. Art, you grew up in Southern Cal. Talk about Vin Scully.
Well, you know, we had talked a little bit off the air about, you know, my chances with Vin. And, you know, he came into a lot of our sports broadcasting journalism classes at USC and would always give you the best advice, which is to continue doing what you're doing, be yourself, you know, remember to give the score, you know, as often as possible, because you don't know who's coming in or out. But the thing that always impressed me was his humility, like you were talking about, Tom.
Yep.
But his ability to have a relationship with the fans, the Angelinos of the great city of Angels. I mean, I remember going to Dodger games when I was in my, you know, in my youth in the 60s, and listening to everybody with their transistor radios broadcasting the, you know, listening to the broadcast of the game, and you could hear Vin Scully resonating throughout the entire Dodger Stadium. And it just made such a great impact on me. And like I said, you know, my brother-in-law, who's a big baseball person played until he's in his 50s. He used to stay up on the East Coast just to watch Vin do, you know, the Major League Network games late on the East. And we were talking about it the other day, how incredible the little things, the nuances of his ability to call baseball. He was so incredible, understanding strategy, understanding the game. And just wanted you to comment a little bit about what made him indelibly one of the great broadcasters of all time. And, you know, they say the guys like John Miller and Joe Davis, they have a certain characteristic that sounds a little bit like Vin, and you can figure out why.
Well, Joe Davis told me that, in fact, when Joe did a chapter for the book about how he really listened to Vin when Joe was coming up through the minor leagues. And then when Joe got the job as the Dodger secondary guy, he lived in Michigan still, and he would watch Vin do the road games or the home games while Joe was doing some road games, because Vin didn't do road games anymore. So Joe really studied what made Vin connect with the people, and it really was the storytelling. So Joe knew that when he took over with even with Oral Hershiser as a second person, they had to be storytellers. They had to figure out how to do that without trying to be a clone of Vin. And that's really hard to do if that's not part of your makeup. So while you can have a kind of rapport with your color man, which Vin never really did because he didn't like to do that sort of setup. So when Joe and Oral said, let's preserve that part of Vin going forward and keep people expecting stories, and we'll do as good a job as we can to do it. And in talking to different broadcasters too, Bob Costas would echo the same things. You just learned how to weave a story. That was the other part that he did, was completely magical and phenomenal, weaving a story into a three-out inning. And I reached out to a friend, John Millen, who's a professional communicator, and I said, how do you tell a story? A story is three parts anyway. It has a beginning, middle, and end. And how do you do that in the middle of a game or an inning that has one, two, three outs? he was just this maestro of words that he knew when to start a story, knew when the middle was, and he can sense what the end of the inning was, whether he could stretch it out, whether he had to truncate it. So while he's telling this live story, he knew how to manipulate it. And there was a great story I didn't get in the book, but I read later. Jerry Royce, the former Dodger pitcher, was once pitching for the Cardinals. And because, like you said, with the transistors, you could hear Vin in the stands. Jerry heard this story, and he purposely like threw a ball or two or stepped off the mound so he could hear Vin finish this story. And these phenomenal things keep coming up. Steve Garvey would tell me, as a rookie, he made a couple errors in this inning, and he goes, oh, man, I felt so terrible. But I could hear through the transistor radios, Vin was saying, hey, this is a young guy. He's going to have a great career. Let's not get down on him. And Garvey said, Vin just sold everybody on me right then, and he could never repay him for that. And Steve has a great essay, too, just about the grace that Vin brought to everything. And I think grace is ultimately the best word that I could figure out to kind of capture this book.
The book is perfect eloquence and appreciation of Vin Scully, Tom Holforth. Laura Snoke, you've been a Dodger fan forever. Talk to Tom.
Not quite forever, but it's getting close. First of all, I want to compliment you on the title. It's just a perfect title, because I think eloquence is really what describes Vin Scully. And I grew up in Los Angeles. I grew up listening to the Dodgers, because in those days, there weren't that many games on television.
Exactly.
And so I remember, I have this distinct memory of being in the kitchen at my family's house, listening to him call the perfect game of Sandy Koufax, because I was a big Sandy Koufax fan. And my neighbors were next door, and we were like talking through the kitchen window. And it's just, I mean, all these memories that that just came flooding back when I started reviewing your book. And one thing I was wondering is, I noticed that Annette Bening had a review of the book, and I had no idea whether she was a fan or were there any people that you wanted to interview that you couldn't interview for the book?
Yeah, and because it was such a tight space, I threw out a big net, and I tried to get Kevin Costner because I thought he would be great to talk about him. Annette did a great blurb because she knows Pat Morrison, the LA Times columnist. Pat did a great.
Oh, Pat, sure.
It's So it was really somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. And I tried to get Ron Sheldon to do a thing, and he tried to get Kevin Costner for me. And I knew people that knew Ron Howard. And then I was thinking, this, you know, there's a celebrity part of Vin that I really wanted to cover. And I think I did. But the people I really wish I could have talked to more were some of the stadium workers who got to know him. And really the people who saw him every day, served him food, could tell the stories about how kind they were to him, how he remembered their name and their birthdays and things like that. So it was really a time crunch. And so I would rather, when I think about the ones I didn't get, I'm so appreciative of the ones that I did get. And I'm being honest, I only thought I'd get 20 or 30 people based on this time window. And I ended up on the very last day the book was due on June 1st, I got Bud Selig to talk to me and do his essay through Dennis Gilbert, who was Vin's agent at the end. So again, connections. Bud Selig was the 67th person who I had as a essayist. And that's exactly the number of years Vin was the Dodger broadcast. Such a random wow. number that when you go 67, I go, oh my gosh, somebody from above is helping me put this together.
Probably Vinny. You know,
this is 67. I'm sending it off. Whoever got in is great. And the part that I really wanted to emphasize is at the end of the book, I've created a website called VinScullyAppreciationBook.com. It's up and running, but I want to flesh it out more and have people who read and want to contribute stories, people I missed. It's not too late. Let's keep this a living, breathing kind of thing. And so that's really what the word I want to get out to. This is just a starting point. And I know Vin's family wants to do some kind of project. They don't know what they want to do. The Dodgers might do their own project. I don't know what they're going to do, but I just wanted to get this out there and let people really, if you wanted to give a eulogy at Vin's funeral, what would you say? You know, Vin taught me this. I feel this because of Vin. Vin has left this lasting impression on me. And I know that he would be very humble in hearing all this and almost feel like he was unworthy of it. So you could only really start this project after he was gone and his wife has gone. And then you can, all the outpouring can kind of come out now. And it's very
Tom, Tom, in our last 1 minute, yep. June 1962, my dad drove me to Dodger Stadium as a little kid. We go through six innings and Colfax has a no-hitter going. And my dad had to wake up at 6:30 in the morning every day. He said, let's go. We got to go. I said, Dad, he's got a no-hitter. Sorry, we got to go. So I actually listened to Vin Scully on the way back to Culver City, California, his very first no-hitter. Vin Scully has meant a whole lot to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom, what do you think? 30 seconds.
It's back to the title, Perfect Eloquence. It was a class that he and everybody at Fordham University had to take, just about how to be a perfect gentleman. Mm-hmm. And that really summed up what Vin is. And again, I'm glad that the publishers picked that title. I was all for it. And it's just perfectly eloquent to get this story out there and have people just share.
How can they share their stories with you, Tom?
So if at the website, they'll be able to contact me and email their stories. They can email them to me at tomhofarth1@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll figure out a way to get everybody's stories up there and keep it going.
Tom Hofarth, you stay healthy and stay well. And I hope you start writing again locally here in Southern California, at least. And thanks for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
It was my pleasure to meet you guys.
Tom Hofarth with us. Whole lot more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Tom Hofort for making an appearance. Perfect Eloquence, the book. An appreciation of Vince Scully. Folks, you got to, if you're a baseball fan, it's a book you have to get. Nebraska Press, major bookstores everywhere. All right, in our last couple of minutes of this hour of Sports Overnight America, Laura, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Bill Walton, I'm sure, is going to be hired by the Big Ten. Is he going to start saying the Conference of Champions and destroy me every time he does? Yay or nay?
I don't think so, but that's disappointing. I mean, we have to hear. I thought one of the only silver linings in the UCLA moving was we didn't have to listen to Bill Walton anymore, but apparently we're still going to be blessed with his dulcet tones.
I love it.
I love Bill Walton. I love Bill Walton as a person. I love him as a player. I loved him at UCLA. I loved him when he played for Portland. I just don't like him as a broadcaster. He's just so crazy.
We agree 100%.
Overbearing.
Art, are you in the same group as Laura?
I am. And you know, his knowledge is amazing. I mean, having, you know, played under Jack Ramsey and some of the great coaches that he played under, he does have a lot to say. But as a play-by-play man, he'd be rough to work with because, you know, you're saying dribble drive down the middle, lay it up, and then, you know, he would go off into a tirade, but then the other team has already scored twice, or, you know, the ball's come down the court twice already. Yeah, I just don't understand it. But I will say this, you know, the Big Ten Network, I mean, boy, they need to have a Big Ten Network number one and a Big Ten Network number two, like ESPN. Because how are you going to cover 18 teams?
18 schools now in the Big Ten. Hard to believe. By the way, before we say goodnight on Sports Overnight America, I must say that a former minor league baseball player who played in 2018, he was traded for Christian Yelich, is now a walk-on at Arkansas. So he's what they've done to collegiate sports is beyond belief.
And you know, Fred, years ago, we had Walt Ransom, who was the number one draft pick for the Boston Red Sox, and they found out that Rico Petrocelli was there, and he realized that was a nowhere street to nowhere. So he came back to USC, went to East LA and was our backup quarterback in our national championship season. He was 29 years old, playing with a bunch of guys that were 17, 18, 19, and 20. And, I mean, he was like George Blanda of college football. So it has happened before.
All right, for Laura, for Mario, for Art, I am Fred. Stay tuned all night long. More Sports Overnight America.